Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
The bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
when I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today,
children today,
really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
live. Such a bad way to
live. Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop living.
When we can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live. Live for life.
Live for life. Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, but who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show of the Science of Health and Music. The Science of Health and Music, shall I say, excuse me. This is one of those days where we're going to kick back and relax and answer a lot of questions that you may have from previous shows if we prepare ourselves for another month. We're going to end this like we try to end on every end of month with questions and answers. the opportunity for you to ask a question about a particular thing that may be concerning you. Getting a better understanding, so I just want to start tonight's show off with subject matter that, am I being heard pretty clearly, Brother Abdul?
Oh, yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Okay, very
sound good.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I just want to start off with, I'm getting a number of questions pertaining to vaccines and pertaining to COVID-19, pertaining to viruses, and so forth and so on. So if we have to start our show off tonight talking about those particular things, then so be it. So I want you to be able to ask questions about some of our past shows, things that you want to know about. And most of us, as we always say, know someone else who has a condition, someone else who has a chronic disease, someone else who has something that is bothering them, whether it be our family members, whether it be friends, neighbors, relatives, children, grandchildren, whatever it may be. These are some of the things that we want to talk about tonight. And what I want to cover tonight is just so important to me because I've been hearing so many people talk about this one thing. Now that the wintertime is here, the air is heavy, there's less oxygen in the air, and we have an opportunity to get a good understanding on why people are getting sick, why people are getting the flu, why these things are happening. We need to ask ourselves this question. But more importantly, we need to pay attention to what's happening around us. One of the things that's concerning me is our children, especially our African-American men, the fact that they're being abused and misused, not only in the public sector, but also in our schools, and matter of fact, in our homes. Some of the things that we're doing to our children and saying to our children have basically affected the way they think, how they act. And I think we had a show early on last month, and we talked about how parents are raising criminals in their own homes for lack of knowledge of a particular thing. So that's one subject matter. If you have questions, I want you to just take some notes while I'm talking and doing the introduction. Just pick up the phone and text one of your friends and tell them to get on the line, three-way someone, and ask them to come and listen to IWDM Radio. As my brother always say, unfiltered truth about medicine. Unfiltered truth about health. Where you have an opportunity to hear the truth for once in our lives. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we say this a lot on IWDM, that we think we know about health. We think we know about a lot of different things. But the answer really is all we know is what our life experiences have been, and all we are is a culmination of our life experience. So when it comes to healthcare, I was just saying in my class today, we talked about the Tuskegee, we talked about smallpox that they did to the engine, we talked about all this yellow fever, all these particular viruses and diseases that someone already has in their laboratory, and they were to transmit it on to you through whatever means that's necessary. We talk about extinction. We talk about 25 years from now, where will we be? Are we concerned about our children? Are we concerned about our future, quite frankly? And one of the concerns we have today is understanding where we are and the environment that we live in. All we have to do is pick up and turn on the TV, and you know everybody's on TV pretty much out of their mind. I'm just going to say it like it is. We have Congress, President, Vice President, the former President, Congress people. All these people are running their mouths about stuff that don't make no sense. And we're sitting here trying to reconcile what's being said and trying to pay attention to what's taking place in our own personal lives. We're full of disinformation and misinformation. We have a financial crisis right before our eyes. We have violence that's so extreme that when you walk out of your door, you don't know whether you're going to make it back home or not. So are we marked for death? Low death, fast death, they have it all laid out for us. So we have to take into consideration that we got to have more conversations with each other. The state of the African-American community is at risk. How we are going to be, our health situation. I just want to want to read a few things to you tonight, but I want to start off with just one statement, and I know you all hear me when I say this, that somebody has a scheme in place to eliminate the ability for you to think, reason, and perceive. And we don't want nothing to get in your way of the ability to reason and perceive. We want nothing to get in your way of your ability to follow information to its logical conclusion so we can make wise decisions about our health, wise decisions about our politics, wise decisions about our education, wise decisions about our social situation and where we stand. And quite frankly, our African-American community is pretty much being eliminated right before our eyes. There's a war going on in our streets. People are shooting at you. They're hijacking your thinking process. The mental ability to function and reason has been affected. And one of the things that they have done to us is provided us with all those things to make sure you can't think. Alcohol, drugs, food, of all things. We can't even eat food without being compromised. So today we're going to talk about a little bit about this COVID vaccine, just a little bit. We're not going to go too many extremes. We want to talk about the state of our community and the mental capacities that we have and the fact that none of us are healthy. And I always say that we can all come to this one conclusion on this show. If you accept the fact that none of us are well, we're going to go a long way. We're going to accomplish a lot. So I just want to read a few things to you tonight, and then we're going to bring on Abdul Shaheed. And we're just going to take back tonight. We're not going to bore you with a bunch of language. We're going to talk about those things that are relevant to your being, relevant to your children, more importantly, relevant to our future as a people, and why aren't we doing better? Why aren't we thinking better? Why aren't we healthier? Those are some of the things I'm going to share with you tonight. Let me say this. I did some recent research on the vaccine companies and how much money they made in the past year. How about $60 billion? $60 billion they made off shots. Another $500 billion selling EpiPens, inhalers, and anti-seizure solutions, medications, and diabetes, and arthritis. Virtually all the medications that they sell are targeted to treat diseases that are listed. All of them have side effects. And nobody's paying attention. Nobody's asking the question. We're constantly taking and listening to people who don't have our express interest at heart. As I was sharing with you earlier about what my class was all about, they were talking about the Tuskegee experiment and how that affected us and how someone can deliberately give you a shot, give you syphilis, and sit back and watch you die. It's amazing. Deliberately give the Indians blankets for the wintertime and have smallpox virus. So what do we think about this virus? What is it? Have we ever paid any attention to it? Why are so many people making money off of us? And the statistics have reflected this. Over in England, a few doctors did a survey on athletes who took the shot. Out of the 5,000 athletes who took the shot, 1,000 of them died. 3,000 of them had heart attacks. And the rest had all kinds of complications from respiratory to other factors that created in them some unusual situation like arrhythmia, heart problems, strokes, and things of that nature. Now, this is just a research being done by some people who have a concern. But one of the concerns that I saw was the childhood vaccination and the chronic illnesses that came from the childhood shots. They had 54% of the kids experiencing asthma, food digestion, allergies, environmental allergies, autoimmune system problems, brain-related injuries to the way they think and having seizures, and, migraine headaches. And some of them have developed autism disorders and things of that nature. These are people who are doing research after the shot, having chronic ear infections and hearing problems and vision problems, how can anxiety, attention deficit disorder increase, and behavior conduct and problems with depression just escalate all of a sudden after the shot. These are our babies, ladies and gentlemen. These are our children. And we don't have the understanding on how to even explain it to them. And we're the parents. We are the parents. I just want you to, just to say, resonate with me. We are the people who are supposed to be to share with our children how to live, how to survive, how to participate in society, what goes on. And we're as parents, we have more diseases than anybody else. So how can you tell your child how to be healthy when you're unhealthy? How do you have discussions with your children, your family members, when you have issues and problems that you can't rectify? These are some of the things we have to concern ourselves with. And we have this one problem that's really, really major, and that is food. We are feeding ourselves chemical debt because we, I say it honestly, a little bit too lazy on want to cook the food side typically. We want to do fast foods and the chemical preservatives in the TV dinners and the fluids and all different types of chemicals in other foods that we don't. We hear it, you just run from, we're going to die for something anyway, some of the terms that I always hear. I know we as Muslims don't do that, but I'm going to say it like it is. This world is filled with disease because we're at with the divine law. It ain't as simple as that. It's all about disobedience. It's all about not doing the things that you're supposed to do. Vaccines cannot protect you adequately from any variant. Vaccines do not have the capabilities of keeping viruses away from you. Now we begin to realize that shot we took 2 years ago is causing all kinds of defects and problems within our own being. Can we clean this virus out of our system? Yes. There's no difference between the vaccinated and an unvaccinated person when it comes to spreading this disease. So we're not doctors. We're not here to try to tell you anything. But our goal is to destroy the so-called myth that medical professionals keep bringing to us about healing. And it's drugs that they keep throwing on us and putting it in our faces. Oh, my goodness, this is a little bit too much. How many of you guys ever heard of this term called cerebral spinal fluid? It goes in our spine, it's up and down our spine. What does it do? Have we ever asked ourselves that question? We've talked about it here on our show, and I'm big on the cerebral spinal fluid. I'm telling you, there's so much I want to say about it, but we just don't have enough time to really get into it. But it's so important that we understand that cleansing is just one part of our body. The most important thing I want to talk about tonight is blood cleansing. What does it mean? How do we do it? Why should we do it? Is it important in our lives? And I have to harp on it because as I begin to study symptomology and the way that I do, I just spend 2 or 3 hours a week just reading articles and reading information about what this education that the School of Symptomology has brought to us. You don't have to participate in it, but you do need to participate in the reading of the material that's free to you to know how your body works. We walk around with this body 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and have no idea on how it works. No idea that your blood should be flowing at 186,000 miles per second. Heart rate should be at a certain beat. Blood should be pumping through your body. Your kidney has a symptometry concept about how these things are supposed to work in your body, your electrical system in your brain, your circuitry, your nervous system. We have so many systems, and if they're not working together, guess what happens to us? We don't work. It's like an automobile. Don't get a tune-up. It's going to huff and puff down the street. It's not going to start on time. It's not going to do the thing. If you don't change your oil, the transmission fluid in your car, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have disrepair. Something's going to happen. You're going to spend some money on something you never had to spend money on before. So here we are now spending money after we get sick. instead of being prevented. So I hope I'm raising some questions, provoking some thoughts. I want you to push one on your telephone. I want you to ask questions about some of the things that are concerning you right now that you don't have a clue about. Let's just face it. Let's just come to grips with this one thing. Let's just take a good look in the mirror and look at ourselves. Are you healthy? Are you feeling good? What's going on in your life? And can I get an answer to those things that are going on in your life that I don't understand? Push one on your phone. We want you to ask those questions. We don't want to sit here and do what I'm doing right now, running off at the mouth, trying to tell you, or trying to provoke thought, or trying to provide you with information that you already should know about, because we should be studying our bodies. We should study what's going on in our country. We should know exactly what's happening. But most of us don't. And that's okay. You can come on Tuesday and get a lot of your questions answered. You come on Tuesday and hear things that you never, ever thought about before. How does my kidney work? How do I know I have a kidney problem? Do you have foam in your urine? You know, I'll wake up in the morning, I don't have any energy. What? You know somebody who has that problem, or do you have that problem? You can get those answers tonight. So I don't want to talk about a whole lot of different things, but I do want to share with you this one particular thing. You have 200 cell types in your body. I want you to hear me. 200 cell types in your body. 75 to 100 trillion cells that make up your human anatomy. Which one do you know about? 100 cell types do you know? Which one can you have a conversation with friends and your children about? I don't like science. I don't like math. And they don't even realize that you are a scientific and mathematical equation. Just your body chemistry itself. We can get our children interested in these subject matters. We tell them a little bit about themselves, because everything about us is in the universal order of things. So we want to talk about the matrix, what that is, part of our body. Not the movie, The Matrix, even though they have some good information in it. We're going to talk about the physical basis, your body, how it works, how it functions. So if I raise any questions or if I say anything that may have caught your attention, so let me just say this one thing about food so you can really get this thing together. 1832, 1935, this European country has told us two things. First of all, they told us as slaves that they don't want knowledge to enter our brain. They don't want us to think. They want us to be like beasts of the field. You guys have heard me say this before. 1832, Henry Bailey, Senate. We have almost eliminated any possibility that knowledge can enter the slaves. If we can exhaust this one part of them, we will be safe, and they will be like beasts of the field. Look at our community, ladies. Look out. That was 1832. It's updated just a little bit, 1935. There is no proper mineralization of the soil in this country, and they've been knowing this since 1935. Why? Because they've been putting herbicides and pesticides in the soil. Therefore, eliminated any possibility that the mineralization can take place so you can have good plants. So if your soil is sick and the animals eat the plants, and we eat the animals, sick soil, sick plants, sick animals, sick people, and we are testifying to that. We have to know that our bodies are not functioning. We have to know that our children's thinking processes have been affected by what they've been eating. We have to know about GMO seeds and genetically altered things. What are we eating? And why are we buying those things that they're trying to sell to us? Why are we buying those things when they're telling you your body cannot digest? Your body cannot digest genetically altered food that we eat. So with that, I hope I raised a few red flags, and I hope I didn't hurt anybody's feelings. I want to welcome you to IWGM Radio, Keith Salam, your engineer, and your host for the night show of science of your health and food. So with that, I'd like to bring on our speaker, our host, every Tuesday. Greetings, he gives his time. He gives us educational information about something that We're not even going to mention the words tonight. We're not even going to say Scientology. I just did. We're going to talk about some real talk. Some real talk about your body, your makeup as a human being, and the things you need to know. So if I, one of you guys want to have a, raise your hand before you come, don't feel free. So prepare yourself for the rest of the evening. Abdul Shaheed, how are you, my good brother?
We're doing excellent, brother Rashid. We're excellent. We'd like to give everyone a greeting that's on the line, a greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. And we also like to give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty, Source Creator, that created everything, for allowing us to be here this evening and allowing our listening audience to be here with us as well. We have a lot of information that we have to share, and we hope people engage us with questions and comments and those kind of things so we can be interactive, and they will learn more, and we will also learn from them. So, but if they do not have any question, I have a few things laid out for our listening audience to ponder over. Yes. Brother Rashid, you know we're not supposed to have a disease in our body. A disease is a distraction for the human being. It's a distraction. See, a human being is a dynamic medium. Meaning it is our body is always changing, adjusting, and adapting. And the Almighty placed everything in us to keep a paradigm of normalcy, to stay on a path of normalcy. So we're not supposed to have a disease. If we have a disease, we're supposed to figure out what we need to do to get back to normalcy, because a disease is an abnormalcy, abnormality in the organs, in the tissue, in the lymphatic system, in the blood, in the Krebs, in the membrane, anywhere in our body. It could be anywhere in our body. Because everywhere, our body is made up of cells. And when the cells are unable to produce brain essentials, body essentials, and, of course, cell essentials, they are compelled to produce symptoms and disease to get our attention. But you know how it is trying to get a person's attention sometimes. They're distracted. And that's the problem. We're always distracted. Soon we get focused on something. Here is something going to come along to distract us. That is because we are a dynamic medium. It's hard for us to remain focused on one thing. Soon you make up your mind that you're going to make progress, here come the test and distraction to take you off your goal, take you off the path of success.
Yes,
we're always going to be tested. That's why we are here on earth, to test, to be tested, and to learn from the tests. All of us, I don't care how much money, how poor, how rich, doesn't make any difference. We're here to be tested. And how are we doing so far? Some of us not doing too good. The test is taking, is getting the best of us. Because most of us, Brother Rashid, do not understand the rules. We don't understand the universal laws, the laws of physics, the rules to health, the natural laws. Those are the things that we must know, come to learn, then we can better navigate where we are on Earth. Planet Earth is a testing ground with booger traps everywhere. Our own health tell us this. Trying to maintain our own health tell us this. When everything is in our body already to cure every disease, to reverse it. And it's something our body is warning us, that we're veering off the paradigm of normalcy. How much sense does that make? You have a warning system, an alarm system. You know, you have an alarm on your door. Somebody come up to your door and ring the alarm, and that notifies you that somebody's at the door. You might have a package that might need to see you or whatever. Our body operates the same way. We have an alarm system in our cells. They will warn us. They will set off the alarm for our immune system to get activated. We have microbes inside of us. They will get activated, T-cell, B-cell, interferon. And they should be ferocious ones, not wimpy ones. They should be strong and ready and willing to handle the invader. If they're not, they're going to be pushed to the side, and something's going to feed on you from the inside out. That's why we have to stay in, stay within the normalcy. So health is about normalcy. And every time we break the health rule, every time we break the laws of physics, every time we're in violation with the natural laws, the universal laws, our body will give us a sign called symptom, warning us that we are veering off the paradigm of normalcy. Now, if we take heed and get back to normalcy, no disease would be activated. So we're not supposed to have a disease. A disease means that we made a mistake with our food choice, with what we drink as water, what we drink as beverages, what fruit we eat, what chemical, man-made or natural, that we're exposed to. Those are the mistakes. We have to understand who we are and where we are. That we're always under negative pressure, negative energy. And that negative energy tends to slow everything down in our body. Slows everything down when everything's supposed to move fast. So we make mistakes in our food choice and our water and our beverages. We would tend to slow things down because of the negative energy that's in them. Health disruptors, blood impurities, all of these things would be in the food, the air, the water. How are you going to escape it? You must use science. So we're not supposed to have a disease, because a disease is an abnormality in all those different places we mentioned already. And if you have a disease, it is your responsibility to put things back to normalcy. But unfortunately, the method that we use, pharmaceutical drugs and surgery and herbs and all of these things, don't put our body, our cell back to normalcy. We made a nutrients and water, Brother Rashid. Nutrients and water. 94% water, 6% nutrients. That's what make up the matrix. And everything that make up our body has a matrix. For the bone, for the cartilage, for the blood, for the eyes, for our brain, for our heart, for all of the tissues of the body has a matrix. Even the cell mechanism and their organelles have their own matrix. And then when there are cracks in it, or fissures or cracks, crevices, a niche, we have to seal it. We have to repair it. See, this is something that no one has told us or shared with us, that the human being is a very high-maintenance biological organism. It requires maintenance around the clock, 24/7. But we think we don't have to do anything. Eat food, drink some water, go to the bathroom every now and then, a couple of times a day, a few times a day, and everything else will take care of itself. That is not true. I started to say something else. That isn't true. It's only part true. That's about 10% that we need to do. And the rest of the 90%, nobody's teaching us but symptometry. Now we have symptometry to teach us, to make us aware, to bring about our awareness. It is our aim and objective every week on the Science of Health in You to enlighten. We have to be enlightened. We've been put in the dark. Now we must be enlightened, to enlighten health-conscious individuals on root cause therapeutic. Go to the root of the matter and remove what is causing the problem. Every disease, Brother Rashid, has a product that produced it. Things just do not just happen in the human body. There's always a reason. See, the Almighty created everything in pairs. In classical physics, third law of physics states that there's an opposite for everything. Everything has its opposite, its pair. So you have health and you have disease. So if we have a disease, something produced it. It didn't just come out of nowhere. Something caused it. And we have to figure out what we have to do. Now, symptomatology is the only therapeutic that's teaching us what we have to do to put things back to normalcy. The symptom and the disease are not meant to kill us. They are warning signs that we're veered away and off the paradigm of what's normal. We have to be in harmony with the planet, not work against the planet. We have to be in harmony with everything. That's what we have to do. So we have scientific proof, Brother Rashid, that the Almighty Creator created us for health and longevity, intended. You know, we're Muslim. We know about intent. Intent is the main thing. The intent for the Creator is that we live a long, long time on this planet. He sent us here. And we all have a purpose for being here. And many of us live our life and never find our purpose. That's defeat the whole idea from living, from coming here, from being here. There's about six of them. I'd like to share those scientific evidence that the Almighty intended for us to live a long, long, long time on this planet. And it's us, ourselves, that causing us to not be here because we don't understand. Nobody's teaching us. Now we have symptometry. We're removing the excuses. And we're here to enlighten health-conscious individual. Not everybody. Everybody don't want to be enlightened, Brother Rashid. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Most other people, matter of fact, they could care less. Care nothing about being knowledgeable and enlightened and getting the unfiltered truth. Care nothing about the truth. They lie all the time. And they expect other people to lie to them. That's their whole routine. And they're so far removed from what's normal, especially as a human being. The human being must evolve into being human. Neurotransmitter, neuron, enzyme, hormones, all these things evolve the human being. We cannot produce these things. Impossible to be human. Can't do it. Impossible. So proof that the Creator intended for us to just keep living. It is we who are making a mistake in shorten our life, but we want to blame God for it. Can't do it. And He's not going to save us. We have to figure it out. Nobody's coming to save us, Brother Rashid. You know what I mean? Nobody coming to save us. We have to figure it out. We sent here to be tested. And that's what we are undergoing, a test. One does not have to look too far to know that the intent of the Creator regarding longevity. See, people live a long time. Some people, they live 115, and they don't know the first thing about symptomology, and they never practiced, they never heard of symptomology, but they're able to live to be 115 or more. Here's the difference. The body is falling apart. They have lost their health, but they have longevity. Someone has to feed them, take them to the doctor. Most of them are on some kind of drugs. They need help going to the bathroom. They're not free, Brother Rashid. They're wheelchair bound, bedridden. They're blind in one eye. Or they can't hear, nor can they remember. What is a human being without memory? All these things and more is happening to them. So what we really want is healthy longevity, to live a long time and be healthy and have your right mind. What's the point of being here and you don't know who you are? You don't even know who your God is. If you left home, you can't get back. Is that freedom? I don't think so. So what we're getting ready to share, unless we have a question or comment, and we will yield to any hand raised for question, because the object is to help us to get focused, ask the right question, and improve our life to make better decisions. That's where health starts, in our mind first. And then it manifests itself in the body, just like a disease. The disease started in the mind first, too. And then it manifests itself somewhere in the body. So you can see it. And you will not get this information anywhere, anywhere else.
I do have one.
Matter of fact, just forget that I even said the word symptometry. But just listen to this. Go right ahead, Brother Rashid. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I had a text that came in on my 650 number. And for those of you who are just tuning in, this is IWDM Radio, the science of health and you. I am Rashid Salam, a host and engineer for tonight's show, and Abdul Shaheen from the American School of Symptometry is our guest speaker again. But this one question came in. As you were talking about vaccines, I heard, this is what she heard. They're aluminum, formaldehyde, and mercury, and human and animal cells are in those vaccines. Is that true?
The answer to that is
without hesitation.
Without hesitation. And those are your first three things are heavy metal. And heavy metal is one of those items that denature enzyme. After you can produce the enzyme, if you denature it, that means the enzyme will become worthless. Nothing happened in the human body without an enzyme facilitating it. Everything, every action, reaction requires enzyme. That is the first essential that the cell must produce. First one. If it can't produce the enzyme, no brain is central, no body is central will be produced. Your body will come to a grinding halt. So why take something that's a therapeutic that's going to denature your enzyme? Alcohol denature enzyme. Heavy metal in the vaccine, not just in the vaccine, they're in herbs too. People take herbs trying to get away from the pharmaceutical. They take herbs because I don't want to take no drug, no pharmaceutical. And then they take herbs, and not much different. They are plants, and they have alkaloids, and they suck heavy metal from the air because they're here to clean the air so we can breathe. And they suck heavy metal from the soil. They pull radioactive isotope right out of the air, too. So the air will be cleaner, so we don't have to breathe them. But we manage to breathe them anyway. So those things are in vaccine. So a vaccine, it might protect a person from a few viruses. But here's the thing. They won't be healthier. Their health will deteriorate as long as that vaccine and adjuvant and heavy metal is circulating in their blood. They become blood impurities. And they will combine with other blood impurity to produce other substance. Until that's removed, the heavy metal and all of the adjuvants removed from the person's blood, they will always have issues. They will always be activating symptoms and disease. That's why you keep hearing these people that, I took the vaccine and this happened to me. I can't do this now. In my mind, I know something's wrong, but go to the doctor. He says, I'm okay. But I know something's not quite right, and they're absolutely right. They can't produce enzyme. They're on an enzyme deficit. So that is the case.
Yeah, it truly is amazing. You know how the musculoskeletal system, the bones, the joints, and the muscles, people begin to have problems with their muscles and their joints, and they're trying to figure out what's wrong with them. And what you know, what really gets me about aluminum, which I know about before, I didn't know it was in the vaccine, but it, doesn't it cause Alzheimer's and brain damage?
Yes, because the cell would not be able to produce acetylcholine for memory.
Wow.
And then you, if you can't remember anything, you're in big trouble.
Yes, indeed.
So when a person,
yes, now we know about mercury, that's one of the components.
Yes. Aluminum, mercury, all those things in the brain. And here's the thing that most people do not know about science, quantum physics. Whenever the body can't produce what it needs to produce, and that space is not filled with it, and it should be there, our own body now will create something to keep the balance, because the balance must be kept. And what will it create? What will it produce to take the place of acetylcholine, since the cells can't produce it because you took a vaccine? So now there can be no emptiness. That's the first principle of quantum physics. There can be no emptiness. The Almighty created something for all of the space, including your body. Now, if that something is not there, something must take the place of it. And in most cases, they're going to be neurofiber level plaque. That's how plaque get in the brain. The cell produce it to take up the void where the acetylcholine and other neurotransmitters are not there, circulating. And acetylcholine is the most sprawling neurotransmitter in the human body, and it's supposed to be everywhere. So now you're going to have plaque everywhere, blocking everything else, until you ionize the adjuvants from the vaccine or whatever the heavy metal that's in the brain that's blocking acetylcholine. You must ionize it out with subatomic particle called particulates. They're also called polymers. You can Google what I'm telling you if you don't believe me. Particulates have been licensed for use in the United States ever since 1938. And the majority of the people on this line have never heard of them. And no one have died from using them, not one person. 750,000 people die in the United States from legal use of pharmaceutical drugs. Legal use. That's almost sound like a pandemic itself. That people die every year from the legal use of drugs, pharmaceuticals. But they don't stop using them. It's a mismatch for ourselves. You use them when your life is at stake, after a trauma or an emergency, to stabilize the person, to stabilize the tissue. After that, you must seek out a centometry to reverse your condition, to heal the body. The body can only be healed with positive energy, Brother Rashid, not negative energy.
Right.
Only with positive energy.
Yeah.
I mean, and that doesn't sound so weird to us. That sounds like sense.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I'm just looking at this whole piece on how can someone be this diabolical to put in place mechanisms to destroy people. You know, it just for the sake of money. You know, matter of fact, it's not so much for the sake of money, because this scheme on trying to depopulize the world, where they want to get rid of 2 to 3 billion people off the planet using vaccines as a tool. No, we don't want to accept this. We don't want to hear this. We don't want to think that someone is that diabolical, because our common sense and our human nature don't see that someone could be that evil. When someone is trying to make you a lifetime customer on pharmaceuticals, you know, side effects.
Yes.
Every
drug has side effects. Everyone.
You're going to give me something and tell me that it may cause death. It may cause your throat to swell. It may cause your face to swell. It may cause heart attack. When you look at the side effects, why would you give me something? Why would you inject me in something into my body or give me something to put into my body when you know I'm going to have an effect? And that effect can really cause me to have more than one problem.
Brother Rashid, they advertise what the side effects are. And legal, they have to do that. And still the person take them after knowing what the side effects are.
Wow.
I mean, we have to take full responsibility for ourselves.
Right.
This body is a gift to each and every one of us. We all have a body. That's the only way we can be here. That's the only way we can stay here.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a mission to do, a responsibility. We must take care of our body.
Yeah.
And we can't blame anyone. This is the thing. We cannot blame anyone. See, the Almighty created everything in pairs. There's positive intelligence. There's also negative intelligence. That's why those people are able to do that. That's how they think. They're intelligent, but it's negative.
Right. Well, that's the best
everything
way to put it.
Created in pairs. Everything.
I'm going to give credit to the doctor. The doctor knows. Well, I just said negative intelligence. You talked about. We do have a hand raised.
Yes.
When we started the show off, we were hoping to provoke thoughts about what the subject matters are, or something that you have going on in your life that you want to answer to. We just have to ask the question for our own selves, because as you said, we are responsible for our own selves. We're our own self-advocates. We're the ones who have to do this for ourselves. So seeking knowledge is what we're providing today every single Tuesday on IWDN Radio from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. We are providing you with free, unfiltered information and knowledge for your benefit. So if you have a question, please read it. If you have a loved one with a problem, you want to ask that question, please raise your hand. Yeah, because we have to accept this one fact, and what I always say is we come to this one conclusion that none of us are well, and we all need help. You know, we're going to be okay. But until we come face-to-face with it and then trace it so we can erase it, so we can replace it, unless you ask that question, you have not come face-to-face with reality. So we want you to ask that question. We have a hand raised. We're going to ask our caller, 111-111, Samina Islam.
Assalamu alaikum, gentlemen.
Walaikum assalam. How you doing, Sister Amina?
Yes, it's been a busy day. My goodness. I have a new phone because my other phone stopped functioning. So
well,
I'm just testing it out.
Crystal clear.
Yes, sir. And I was told I needed a phone with more gigabytes, and apparently this is working. I wanted to ask. Well, it's more like a rhetorical question. What I have seen over the years, and I'm one that researches, and I don't. I don't subscribe to these people's only allopathic way of only taking pharmaceuticals for whatever your illnesses are. I've been on that path of looking at alternatives for a long time. It's just that I fell off the wagon a little bit, and now I'm slowly coming back on, to get to the optimal health. But what I'm noticing is that people don't. Well, the doctors themselves, they don't expect you to know or ask questions, and some of them get. An attitude if you do. This is your health, your body, but they think that, because they've gone to medical school, that they pretty much own what you do with your body unless you speak up and tell them you know your rights. You know your rights. And you have a right to refuse anything that you don't see is helping your health. So, I mean, that's the position I've had. For example, I will not, I refuse to take any flu shot, pneumonia shot, any other kind of shot. And this was way before all of this, the advent of this fake pandemic. Because I looked at the ingredients, as you all were saying, the mercury, all the poison is in these shots. It's not anything to help my health. It's only for them to get paid. And doctors, I found out years ago, I researched this, doctors get paid $400 per patient every flu shot that they give a patient. That's ching, 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 ching. That's a lot of money. When you start adding it up, per patient, $400. You multiply that by all the other shots that they promote, and all it does is give you what they say is supposed to prevent. It's all about money. It's not about public health. It is about pharmaceuticals getting paid. And unfortunately, we have some of the so-called clergy, you know, encouraging people to take that mess. And yes, I said it because it's true. It's been proven in these health advocacy websites, and they do the research. And also in VAERS, where there, so many people have been injured. And there's so many malpractice deaths or injuries from prescription drugs every year. I just wanted to say that. Salaam alaikum.
We appreciate it. I just want to let you know, sister, I mean, we had, when we opened up, we share some statistics and some research work pertaining to those individuals who have taken a shot. They did a research on athletes, and they interviewed 5,000 athletes across the spectrum who had taken the shot. 1,110 of them died. We had 2,000 who had heart attacks, and the rest of them had some type of problem with their chemistry, they make up, they just position in their body. So, and then you turn around and look at the vaccine companies who made $60 billion selling mandatory vaccines.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, they're raking in millions off of misery that they're promoting.
That's off the vaccine.
Yes.
I check out what they make on inhalers and EpiPens and seizure medication, diabetes, and arthritis medication, $500 billion a year.
Yeah.
Treating your diseases and side effects and making you a lifetime customer. That's what
mm-hmm.
they're doing. So this money never goes anywhere. It's just like Chevron made record amounts of money on oil this year simply because the prices went up for gas. Well, the prices didn't have to go up. You didn't have a shortage anywhere. But they made $347 billion on gasoline this year because the prices went up. So we have to recognize and understand. That's how we started off today, making sure that we are knowledgeable, that we understand what goes on in the country that we live in, how we have to get our brains in order. And one of the reasons why our brains are not in order is what we've been talking about on this show every single Tuesday. We have been indoctrinated with bad food. We have to recognize that we're going to have to change our way of eating and our way of cleansing. And one of the key elements I really wanted you to concentrate on this week was blood cleansing. How important is blood cleansing? We want you to really, really, we got to hone in on that one. We really have to hone in because all the things that we take in is floating around in our blood. All the things that we take, it's floating around in our blood and particles and dirt. Blood, talk to us about our blood. Because if we don't get our blood cleansed, we're going to have all kinds of problems.
Yes, indeed, Brother Rashid. We've been sharing this information for a number of years now, and people still look at us and say, that's nothing. Okay. Just keep listening and keep paying attention. You're going to watch how more and more people's health will deteriorate doing what they've been doing. What we're doing is not working. Why should we continue to repeat the same mistakes of our people from the past? We have to answer that question at some point.
Yes.
Now we have symptometry to change our mindset. Symptomatic etiology tracks down the root cause of every disease. It uses correlation diagnosis, and it uses it again to figure out the most suitable solution to ionize, hydrolyze, and oxidize the root cause of the disease, to reverse it. This is how you do it. Those blood impurities must be ionized, hydrolyzed, or oxidized with subatomic particle called particulates. Nothing else would do it, Brother Rashid, to put our body back to normalcy, to seal the cracks, the fissures in our matrix. If there are cracks in our matrix, a deficiency in the matrix, that's what caused the disease. I don't care how good a lifestyle the person has and the person practice. Doesn't matter how strong their collagen level is. You mention no athlete. A crack in the matrix will produce diseases. And those athletes won't be so strong in a matter of time. I mean, the evidence is right in front of our face. The evidence is there. You remove the blood impurities, like what we just stated, and you nourish the cell with dehydrated molecules, properly combined, because most of the nutrients are not in the food anyway. And people are taking supplements that's not properly combined. And then you take too much of any one of them, and our cells do not lack excess, too much of anything. Our cells are not comfortable with excess. You have to know the right amount, the right combination, when to take this, when to take that, and then protease, which is the enzyme, must modify everything that enter our cells. And these nutrients must be prepackaged in such a way that the cells accept them. So much must be taken under consideration in order for our cells to be nourished, Brother Rashid. And we have to become aware of these things. It's up to each and every one of us to make the best decision for ourselves. And do it. Now we're being taught what to do. Now we have to start doing it. It is the removal of the root cause that always lead to remedial action, where cell lockdown, double misalignment, or reverse. What cell lockdown? Where nothing get into the cell and no toxin and waste will be released from the cell. That's cell lockdown. If the cells do not have nutrients, how can they produce body, brain, and cell essential? They cannot. How can they produce enzyme? They can't. And then if the cells are filled with toxin and waste because they cannot come out, cannot be released, Well, you can imagine what would happen there with the body heat and pressure, all these things taking place. Perfect recipe for microbes to feed on you. Perfect recipe for cancer or neuroplastic enzyme to come into existence spontaneously. This is how it's done. So the Almighty intended us, Brother Rashid, to live a long time on this planet. And the following piece of evidence we're going to present that the Creator intended for human to have a long life. Number one, the Creator embedded every cell with atomic intelligence. This is what cannot be overlooked. See, allopathic medicine, all the other therapeutics, think the cell cannot do anything to keep the person healthy. They think the cells are incapable of taking care of the person, so they have to come up with all these substitutes for the cell. There is no substitute to what the Almighty has created. A cell can do everything, can produce everything to put us back to normalcy. All our cells need is an intent to do something, and they will use atomic intelligence to figure it out and how to produce whatever is needed to be produced. Number two, it fitted the system, the 11th system, with intuition so that we can use our good minds to take evasive action, make good judgment, and plan ahead. The human being is capable of doing this. Intuition. We have to get back to these things. That's what saved our people. They used their own God-given intuition, and they made a better life for us. Now, what are we doing to improve the situation? We have to ask them those. We have to answer those questions. Number three. It equipped the system with safeguard, with eosinophil, which is a white blood cell, sounding the alarm about inflammation and symptom, drawing our attention to the needs of our cell and the needs of our blood. You take care of the needs of the cell, you remove the blood impurity, reduce them, person get their health back all of a sudden. Those are the two main things, Brother Rashid, that must be done. Along with producing enzyme and not denaturing them.
Right.
We have diseases they call for cell neglect, blood neglect, and denaturing our enzyme and not protecting our DNA. That's it. If we can do those few things, we all can get our health back. We won't have a disease. A human being is not supposed to have a disease. A disease is a distraction. So we are equipped with an alarm system, but we don't understand what these symptoms mean. And number four, this is very important, brothers and sisters, number four. The source creator, the Almighty, Streptococcus and Staphylococcus, part of our 11th system. Our 11th system sits on the axle of these microbes. Why did he do that? Here's the reason. These two bacteria are responsible for protecting us from all other microbes. But here's the thing. We must obey the rules of health. We must obey the pH rule. We must obey the natural law. And we must obey the laws of physics. If we did those things, Streptococcus and Staphylococcus will be our best friend, and they will kill every microbe that enter our body. But we want to blame God when we get sick and get a disease. It is us that made the mistake. He gifted us with everything we need to thrive on this planet. We were created to live here. Now we got to get wiser, knowledgeable on how to do it. We take it for granted that we all know, but we don't know. Sometimes we don't even know that we don't know.
That's a fact. I have another text in.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what this person is reading, but the person says she have read that there are internment camps for those who don't want to take their vaccines in Australia, Austria, and Canada. Is this something that we should be concerned about in this country?
We should be concerned in America about everything. But we need to do what we have to do, because nothing's going to stop these people but a smart person. We got to get smarter.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all.
And I think we started off talking about our community and the state of our community and how we are going to have to try to find a way to save ourselves. And,
yes.
You know, when we start talking about save ourselves, man, you know, we have to pay attention to our young men. We have
yes.
to pay attention to what's taking place in this country for our young men and our students who are in school, who are going to the very school that of the enemy, who's teaching us what they want them to know. And they have no idea. So as we approach this upcoming month, they refer to it as Black History Month. We're on our station, we don't call it Black History Month, because black is a color. We call it
exactly.
the African-American Heritage New Year. Every day is the African-American Heritage
Excellent.
New Year for us, because the knowledge never stops. Don't let these people relegate us to a month, a week, or anything else. Let us frame our own language and call what we want to call what we need to call it. It's the African-American
exactly.
Heritage New Year, the Renaissance of Black History Month. So if that's a term you should be using, those of you on the line, don't let somebody call and go talk about Black History Month. Black means what? It's a deadness. It's a lifeless type of thing. It's
darkness.
A lacking kind of concept.
Everything came out
so,
of blackness.
Yeah.
So we have to be enlightened.
So I
had a day of enlightenment, Brother Rashid.
Yes,
this is a day of enlightenment.
Yes, it's truly the day of enlightenment. So let that word black go. Now, okay, I got another hand raised here. We have 470-275. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, look,
this is Amira Wazir from Atlanta, Georgia. How are you all this evening?
I recognize that voice. I recognize that voice.
Dr. Wazir, they come to you.
Well, alhamdulillah, you know, for the greetings. But let me just back up here, and because I called in so that I could get a good understanding about, you know, the blood, the cleansing of the blood, because I know how important it is. But,
yes.
you know, in listening and everything, I still don't understand what I'm supposed to do. So I listened to the points 1, 2, 3, and 4. And so at the end of the, you know, the explanation and everything, I still don't have a plan. So now can you break this down to something that I need to take, A, B, and C? So I've gotten the why of it. So now put it in a language where I can begin to utilize it. You know, so that's my request.
Good
well,
request.
We'll break it down. That's not
Make
a problem
apart.
To break it down. I said we can break
okay.
it down. That's not the issue.
Thank
the
you,
issue
thank
is
you,
this.
Thank you, thank you.
The issue is that we must protect ourselves. That's what we're made of. We must reduce the blood impurities. That's many of them. Many of them, and it is because we eat food that no one on planet Earth has clean blood. No one. Now what are we going to do? We have to use the subatomic particle called particulates to ionize, oxidize, or hydrolyze the blood. You can't do it with herbs. You can't do it with pharmaceutical. Just know that. If we use the subatomic particles, electrons, protons, positrons, neutrons, those things create the heat and the thermal energy to dissolve the blood impurities. They will be jamming the cell, because the cells are so tiny, it's easy for them to become congested and jammed. We have to unjam them. That is our responsibility as being the custodian of this body. It's up to us. So we did that, produced enzymes repair the DNA, because no disease would be reversed with a compromised DNA. We mentioned double misalignment, where the gene and the DNA must be in alignment, in agreement, and they must communicate. And the DNA and the three RNAs must also be in communication. A person have a disease because there's a double misalignment that must be corrected. How do you correct it? With the same subatomic particle to remove the blood impurity from the person. The same ones. And here's
the
thing.
Can I tell me how I get this? Which particulate is this?
You get it from cytometry. You get it from cytometry. You have to come to cytometry. The pharmaceutical do not offer them. Allopathic medicine, herbalists, chiropractic, acupuncture, Chinese medicine. They don't offer them. They treat symptoms. That's why. They treat symptoms. Symptoms is not the disease. It's the language that our bodies speak trying to tell us how to get back to normalcy. That the DNA is compromised, that we have too many blood impurities, and that our cells are congested. That's what the symptom means. And our body is telling us, and with a trained cytometry, those symptoms would direct the cytometry to the product that's producing the disease. And that must be removed. It must be removed. If we don't remove it and correct the DNA, the person's disease will become more and more chronic because they're getting further and further away from normalcy. A disease is abnormalcy. We have to get things back to normal. That's imperative. Prepare, repair the DNA. It takes an enzyme to do that.
Got a hand raised here.
Yeah, it's an enzyme to do it.
Here's your point.
But we're eating food that denatures the enzyme, and we're drinking beverages that denature the enzyme. We take a vaccine that denatures the enzyme, and this is why after taking a vaccine, the person will never be healthier for that same reason. So it's just simply three different things that you have to focus on: removing the concretion from the cell, repairing the DNA, and produce an enzyme surplus every day, don't denature them. And the cells know what to do to put things back to normalcy. They have atomic intelligence to do it. They have figured it out. But we have to help them by giving them what they need. The mind must agree with what the cells need. If you don't do it, then the disease is going to become more chronic because the gene will never release a blueprint to a DNA that's in disrepair. Never. And that means never.
Okay.
This is how every disease is reversed. Every disease is reversible until the DNA gives up on the person when the time has run out. There's a time factor here. And it's the Almighty that gives the measure of time. We have nothing to do with it. But we don't have forever. So that's the process. You come to cytometry to get the particulate you need and the molecule, because the nutrients that our cells need are not all in the food. Much of the food that we're eating have no nutrients at all. They are nutrientless. The water we drink, we're drinking the wrong water. We're drinking the wrong beverages. We're eating the wrong food. And we expect to be healthy. Not going to happen. And that's why things are getting worse and worse with people. Things are getting worse and worse. And everybody you meet are either sick or they're dying or both. And everybody, I mean, this is no surprise to no one. What I'm saying is the truth. We have blood impurities. Let me name a few of them. We have the adjuvant in the vaccine that we just mentioned. Some children develop asthma after taking them, eczema, psoriasis, keloids, all these things after taking a vaccine will make them susceptible to all these things, because vaccine is one of the things at the top of the list that denature enzyme. Food for thought. We have halogen, some bug bites. Halogen in the pharmaceutical. What's halogen? Halogen is a mineral salt that has more negative charges than positive charges. All salt have charges. That's why you have to use and cook with the right one. They're called anions and cations. Anions are the negative charges. Cations are the positive charges. Salt helps us to produce electricity. Sodium. That's why we have to put it and cook it in our food. All these things, willy-nilly doing what we want to do, following culture, following tradition, eating for our religion, all these things, bad idea. We have to now use science to select our food, cook our food, and live on this planet by using science. This is what has to happen. Planet Earth have a lot of booga traps, and we've fallen into every one of them. Every one of them. We have metabolites that's in the food. Metabolites, what are those things? Here's a metabolite. When you eat rice, if it's not thoroughly digested, because rice have an amino acid called methionine, and if you do not thoroughly digest it, it will produce a metabolite called homocysteine. You have homocysteine, which is a health disruptor. It will be in the heart. It will be in the lungs. It will be in the other part of the body from eating rice. You must cook rice by using the double burner method to remove the excess starch. Most people don't know this. We're making mistakes. That is called, that's an example of scientific cooking. So the person must be in compliance with the health rule, with the universal laws, the natural laws, all these things. They must learn these things so they can be in compliance. pH rule, you can't be violating the pH rule, because if you do, the pH police is going to come out, and that's Streptococcus. And he's going to wreak havoc. He's already inside of us. Doesn't have to come from anywhere. He's inside of us, born with it.
Okay.
And you go to the doctor, and you give him all kind of, give you all kind of drugs trying to take care of him. None of them will work.
All right. So playing devil's advocate here. So now,
okay.
The contact method for symptometry.
We're going to announce that very shortly. If you got, we can make an announcement in the next 5 minutes, because we are going to be getting close to time to share information, detailed information. So if you can hang on just for 1 minute, we're going to make sure that you get what you need to be able to contact Abdul Shaheed or some information about the website.
The best method to contact me directly. And we'll give out your number shortly.
That's what you need.
Well, I have his direct number, but I'm
right. You have my number.
I have your number, and I've used the products, but I'm just saying, like, okay, now what do we do here?
Okay. All
right. Stick to the script. That's all. And here's the thing, too. Each and every one of us has a body, and we're responsible for it. And we have to be the one to do the heavy lifting. The therapeutics, you go to your doctor, and most people say, doctor, okay, I have this, I have that, this is what's going on, and you expect the doctor to heal you. The doctor asks you nothing about what you're eating, nothing about the water that you're drinking. All these things impact what you're going through with. But he's not concerned about that. He's formulating what drugs he's getting ready to give you. That's it. That's how he's trained. But drugs do not cure diseases. No drug cure disease. They treat the symptoms. And they'll treat the symptoms until you die with your disease. We're not supposed to have diseases. A disease is an abnormality, abnormacy.
Okay. We do have another line on hold here. Let's get you to the line. You got his phone number so we can continue this conversation. So
we have any blood impurities that we have to remove from our blood. And we're going to name a few more before we give up tonight, get off the line.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. Push one on your phone, please. And we have 219. 484, please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Yes, Dr. Jamal Rashid from Gibeon. Assalamu alaikum.
Dr. Jamal, how you been? Man,
I'm doing good,
a while.
But yeah, we haven't talked, and that's why I'm calling, because what I'm getting ready to say, you may not like. Normally, I call in support of what
you want to make. You want to make sure that if it's personal, you can call him on the line. This is for a question.
It's not personal. It's not personal.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm just concerned that, you know, what is being said is authentic. You know, I have no doubt that the authenticity is more or less correct. It can be read, you know, the research, you know, supports it as far as the information and the naturalness of it. What I'm concerned about, you know, academically, you're very astute, but as I have spoken, I have some dislikes about, you know, just the way the system is set, where the coaches are exploited. And I'm going to go into detail about that. The coaches are the way the system is set. It may be very difficult to go to the doctor and express why it is, because the coaches may not feel comfortable doing it. But what I'm more or less concerned about is the lack of care, understanding the lack of caring. Just many times when patients distrust the medical professionals because they dislike the lack of care, where they can pinpoint whether the doctor or the medical staff is legit or not, or they're just there. And they show a lack of caring and compassion. And so that's what I have a serious concern about, where just a phone call says, hey, man, I ain't heard from you in a minute. How are you doing? I have not gotten that. Just answer. As you stated, we ain't talked in a while, months. And that's troubling to me as far as a defect on your behalf. If I was a teacher, and I am a teacher, a retired teacher, and a student of mine can detect whether or not Dr. Rashid cares, I would lose that student, because they can detect in a minute whether or not the teacher got my best interest at heart. That's why so many teachers have so much difficulty getting a message across and say, man, it's hard as hell to teach these kids. When they don't look in the mirror at how are they making their delivery. If the student picks up, and the student do have the insight to pick up, but this teacher don't give a blank about me, then the whole educational system fails. And likewise, in any profession, especially the profession that you happen to be in, it's very difficult to go against the grain when people already have, they're pessimistic, they're not optimistic, they have doubts. And the times I have called is to try to smooth in your audience to let them know that we automatically train subliminally to disconnect ourselves from anybody that's new, definitely against traditional medicine. So it makes it doubly hard when you got all these strikes against you. And so I'm asking you, or saying to you as a concerned person, that you have to, and we talked about it, and it didn't seem to get across, about your methodology of becoming a better communicator, and I'm saying translator, and this is not verbal, but meet people where they are. Meet people where they are. That's extremely important.
Okay. Okay, Dr. Lamar.
More effective.
I think that's a conversation for you and him to have, and hopefully you, get, you guys will be able to have. But we want to make sure. That, okay, very good. Okay, so hopefully,
Rashid, I need to respond to some of that because here's the thing:
okay,
I didn't know I was his health coach. I didn't know that I was his health coach.
Okay. Well, you know what?
He never mentioned to me about being his coach.
Just for the sake of the listening audience, you know, that's a conversation you guys can have, you know, personally. You know, that way we don't have to have people listening to things that they don't understand. So there may be some other people who have some questions. So that, you know, you can definitely respond to them, but, you know, we don't want to get into personal statements and things of that nature on the call. So let's just let that ride and make that phone call. Okay. Anyone else, press one on your phone. This is IWDM Radio. We're coming to the closing of the show. We want to make sure you get your call in, your question answered, your comment made before we get off the line. Please don't call in at the last minute where you can't get answered what you need to get answered. We do want to make sure that your question is asked. And if you do have a comment you want to make about what the subject that we talked about today, feel free. Make the comment. You know, and if it's about symptomatology, it's about some particular ailment that you may have, we want you to call in for yourself or for someone else who may be experiencing something in their lives. Or like, for instance, I have a brother who had a stroke, and I know what to tell him because my conversation that I've had with Abdul Shahid on what to do and how to do it. So we all know someone who's sick. We all know someone who's sick or have an issue. So we do have another hand raised here. So we have 636-383. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Abdul Rahim Shabir, Wentzville, Missouri. Assalamu alaikum. I have a question. I have a coworker who has lymph nodes. He asked me, did I know anything about it? So I said I'll try to find out by calling the show.
The lymph nodes are congested?
He didn't give any specifics. He just said he had lymph nodes. I think they're in his abdomen.
Wow. Well, here's the thing about the lymphatic system. We have the lymphatic system represent the garbage disposal system of our body. Those lymphatic vessels parallels the blood vessel for that reason. So as the cell release toxins and waste, it released them into the blood. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So the blood carries the resources, the nutrients, and all these things, but it also the garbage and the toxin is also dumped into it. That's why we have to always be removing blood impurities from it. But no one told us this. So all of the garbage that circulates in the blood goes into the lymphatic vessels. And then when we don't produce the lymphocytes, those are the cells that eat up the lymph. When you cannot produce them because no one told you that they have to be nourished. And then those lymph nodes enlarges, and they become congested and filled with garbage. Where's the garbage to go? You know, at your home, you have the garbage people come by to take the garbage away, right?
Yeah.
We'll take the garbage away when the lymph nodes fill up.
Mm-hmm.
Who take it away? It is our responsibility, brothers and sisters, to remove the garbage. No one else. So we use the subatomic particles called particulates and molecules to nourish those cells that eat up the lymph. And we also use those subatomic particles to remove the lymph, ionize them, create the thermal energy to liquefy it so they'll be able to be removed, to be released. All these things would be in the person's blood. And then if the blood continues to circulate, so your organ would absorb some of the garbage. Your eyes would absorb some of the garbage. Your heart would absorb some of the garbage. Your lung would absorb some of the garbage. Your skin would absorb some of the garbage. You get the idea?
Yeah, yeah.
You need to make a phone call.
The only way to remove it is the same process like I've been speaking about. Use the subatomic particle, get the particulates, but unfortunately, nobody's just passing these things out. It costs money. And some people are not willing to pay for them. The best investment you can make is into your health. And we all have a body, and we're responsible for it. You cannot make any excuse. No excuse will be accepted. Whatever the problem is, you have to solve the problem. If it's the health coach, find another one. But we have to find a way to put our body back to balance. It's up to us. Health is a choice. And ourselves are willing to do either one. They can give us health or they can produce disease. It's up to each and every one of us to make that decision.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for that question. And if you have a problem, just have them to call us. We're going to give our contact information because the doctors, they're just not trained to put the cell back to normalcy. They're not trained that way. They're trained to treat symptoms, and your disease will become more and more chronic. And that person must take full responsibility for their health. That's the first thing. Health starts in the mind first. We have to have a change of mindset. You can blame me. It's not going to help. You can blame God. It's not going to help. You have the body. You're responsible for it. Learn what it takes to operate it. Now we have a school. Don't depend on me as a health coach to teach you everything. Sign up for a class. The school is there. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you forgot to talk about the change in that diet. That's the most important.
Absolutely. That's the first thing. Scientific eating, scientific cooking, and scientific living. Modify the diet, modify the lifestyle. You just can't roll up and say, okay, I want to be healthy, and you don't do anything. You want everybody else to do the heavy lifting for you. That's not how it works. No one else can be sick for you. We all have a body, and we're responsible for it. Dr. Norton has to take care of his. I have to take care of mine. My wife has to take care of her. So we're all learning how to do it. And you can learn, too. If I can learn, my wife can learn, you can learn. Dr. Nordic cured all his diseases, 30 years disease-free. What that tells you?
All right. Well, that was enlightening. Heavenly enlightening. So, so back to our subject early on was the state of the African-American community and the state of the African-American mindset and some of the things that's necessary to get our thinking process back in order. And pretty much everything you said tonight has put us on that track to begin to correct the blood system, get our blood clean so we can have clean, pure blood going through our organs, eating the right food.
Moving fast with speed. Speed is the
right.
Second law of classical physics. Speed is very important.
So those things have to be done. So for those of you who have a question or a comment, please press 1 on your phone. This is IWDM Radio, the science of health in you. And this is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show, and Abdul Shaheed from the American School of Symptomatry from Chicago, Illinois, providing you with the resources, the education, and the information that we need. So as we begin to close down, there's one thing I just want to talk about that I think makes a major, major difference. Instead of us depending on others to give and provide us information, there is a website that you need to get on. This website, I stay on the website. You know, I'll let him share that with you at the end. There's articles and information about whatever your situation is. But the beautiful part about the articles, I have to say this, as you read the article about one thing, you find out in that one thing there's something else that it provides you with about another problem you may have. You know, it's like, what a thorough organizational structure and systems put in place. As you always say, this is integrated.
Interconnected, interrelated, interdependent, just like the human body. That's what
it is. The liver don't act right, the kidney got something to say, the kidney don't act right, the spleen got something to say, the cerebral got something to say, and all of a sudden you can't sit still, you can't feel good, you don't know what's going on, your electrical system is misfiring in your nervous system. This stuff is real. Your body is
very
connected.
Real.
It's interconnected. You know, it allows you to, if one thing goes wrong or misfires, something happens. And so over the years, we've been damaged. So, but look at your children. I always have to get to my baby. You know, look at your children, your grandchildren. We all have children, neighbors, or friends, nieces and nephews. They're being affected by this food. They're being affected by this information. They've been affected by all the things that are taking place in the world today, whether it be technology, whatever it may be. They've been affected by it. You're looking at them. You're seeing how they act. We have to find a way. We have to find a way to stop and begin to look at our community realistically and see where we're going. Where are we going? And how are we going to get there? What is the map? What is that genetic map for us to function right so we can do right? We got to get there. So it starts with each and every last one of us individually, finding means and ways to get to our family. You're going to have to sit down at the dinner table on a Tuesday night and you put it on speakerphone and listen to what's being said so we can get in a conversation. It's hard for us to get in a conversation with our children because they're so preoccupied with technology, so preoccupied with their friends. They need to be preoccupied with you. The family, the future, where are we going, how things are good. Our children are walking outside this door every day and don't even know that they're in a war. There's a target on their back.
They have no clue, Brother Rashid. They're not prepared.
You know, and so we're responsible. Just like we're responsible for ourselves, we're responsible for the gift that God gave us. That's your children.
Absolutely.
We are flat out responsible for them. So don't let them go out there ill-prepared with no ability to fight and function. No ability to think and
defend
themselves. You know, and they don't know how to defend themselves. They make bad mistakes. I have a son who made a serious mistake. He couldn't even answer the question why he did it. He really didn't know why he did what he did. Now he's in jail. Think about it. Just something simple, something stupid. Don't even make any sense. All he had to do was think that he didn't have that ability. He didn't have that ability to think properly. Do I blame myself or no? Because I raised him well. But this child had another problem. Not that he was my biological son, but I raised him. He had a problem with a crack mother. If you know anything about crack, ladies and gentlemen, the disconnect of your neurotransmitters and your synapses, all these things that connect together to make you work, at some point in time, you'll get to an age, you got to make a decision, and you can't do it.
Exactly.
It's happening to us right now. You don't have to be a crack baby for this to happen. It's happening right now by this bad food that we're taking. So I want you to take a serious look at who you are and what you are. Take a serious look at your family. How are we going to correct this? One of us can start this whole process. Just one of us can start this process of really getting our community in order. I just wanted to say it before we get off the line today. Abdul Shaheed, once again, I always have to thank you for the time that you take out to share and provide us with information and education. It's so timely, man. I mean, I just say, your old saying, go, I'm excited and ignited. I stay this way because I do know one thing. My body is mine.
Absolutely.
If
and
I don't do something with it, I can't blame nobody.
Nobody.
For nothing.
Can't blame no one. You must accept full responsibility. That's the first thing. And you must have a change of mindset. That's the second thing. We've been given a certain mindset, given to us. We didn't,
We didn't earn it. It was given to us, Brother Rashid. That's why it's hard for us to make the right decision.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Do for self. And y'all know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Take yourself off. Do for sale. Okay.
Take care of yourself. Free yourself by giving them what they need, and they will do everything else for you and produce acetylcholine for intelligent so you can make better decisions. And stop blaming each other. Take full responsibility.
Yes, sir.
That's what we all have to do at some point.
All right, but once you give them your closing remarks and share with everyone, you can take your time and share with other shows that you're participating in, that those who can't get enough tonight have some more to go on and continue listening to.
Absolutely.
Just look at it like this, ladies and gentlemen. You're in a medical classroom. No doctor is going to tell you what you're learning tonight in any other Tuesday, because you mess with their money when you start talking about the truth. They're not going to let you mess with their money, no matter what it is. So you have an opportunity to get unfiltered educational information. You don't have to like me. You don't have to like Abdul Shaheed. You
don't
have to
like me at all.
But one thing you can't fail to think about, this is education that you can't prove wrong.
Absolutely.
And you can't get it anywhere
else.
For no other reason, tune in every Tuesday evening. Give yourself 2 hours a week, 8 hours a month. Is that possible that you love yourself that much that you can get 2 hours that you can give yourself? I hope so. So, Brother Abdul, why don't you give your closing remarks and share with us what you need to share with us as we come upon the witching hour, as they say.
Yes, sir. Brother Rashid, we certainly have appreciated your engineers and your you being the host, keeping us straight and in line and on the course. I certainly appreciate that. Brother Rashid,
mm-hmm.
We want to end the program with this, and I hope this is helpful to somebody. Now, there are three events that marks the beginning of every disease. We have to go back to the beginning. This is what Sintama teaches us, to go back to the beginning, figure out what happened. These three things is the beginning of every disease. Number one, the matrix is fissured. There's a crack in the matrix. Number two, blood impurity infiltrated the matrix. Blood impurities. And making matters worse. And number three, cell neglect. And we'll share more about those things on the next The Science of Health in You. So please tune in. We'll break it all down. We're going to break it down to the least denominator. But some of us got to keep thinking. We got to keep thinking. Brother Rashid, we like to ask everyone to please go to this website. And this website is the website for the American School of Symptomatry and Not-for-Profit. And it is amsos.org. amsos.org. You will find many articles there. You'll find information on the school there. You'll find the Bible of Dr. Maxwell Norty there. A lot of information. The articles will relate to many diseases that people have and what mistakes they made and what needs to be done to reverse them. And the person has to fully participate. Just like the cells must fully participate in reversing the person's condition, the person must fully participate. It's not like come and heal me, and I don't do anything. I don't change my diet. I don't change my lifestyle. I don't learn anything. No, you're responsible. Your course is just pointing you in the right direction, and there is a resource, and that's what our doctors are for, a resource. They can't tell us what to do. And they're not God. We all have a decision to make. So please go there and get more knowledge and information and then do your research from that point. That's what you should do. That's what I did, and I'm still doing it. And we can't stop learning. Don't close your mind. Keep it open.
You never know where the knowledge is coming from. So, Brother Rashid, we have this program on Optimal Health on AM 360 every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We'd like to ask the listener order to please join us there. We keep sharing the information about health and how to reverse diseases, how we can reverse our own diseases, just become knowledgeable. Then you know what to do. You have to depend on nobody else. Depend on self and the cells, and they'll figure everything out. You can join us by dialing one of these two numbers, 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Those two numbers, once again, is 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Please join us every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We also have a program called The Morning Tylene. I share information about health, and we have a couple other brothers that share information about religion, good conduct, and all of these things. You can join us every Saturday and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., 2 hours, 7 a.m., 9 a.m. Eastern Time, every Saturday and Sunday. All you have to do is simply dial in to this number, 267-876-3648, and the passcode is 289-2322#. And if you ever want to listen to one of the replay, just dial 605-475-4949. Same passcode. If you have a need to contact Abdul Shahid, the Certified Symptometry Health Coach, please feel free. You can dial simply 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashahid2@gmail.com. ashahid2@gmail.com. And Brother Rashid, when I started with symptometry, I didn't have a health coach. Dr. Norley was too busy. And that was fine. I read everything he put out there. I read all his books that I could put my hands on. And I became a self-coach. I took the classes, became a self-coach. There's right. No excuse, brother and sister. You don't like how somebody's treating you, become a self-coach. So what's the excuse? There's none. None will be accepted. I took symptometry for 2 years before I even tried it. And I studied and did my due diligence for 2 years before I even took a class. You don't have to do what I did. I'm a witness. That's what Shahid means, a witness.
Indeed.
So I went through all that myself, and I'm still a student, and I'll be a student forever, because there's more to learn. There's a bottomless pit for all human to continue to learn. And that's what we have to do. We can't complain, and we can't make excuses. We're here to make the changes that we need to make. That's why we were sent here. And let's all honor that and do the very best and become the very best possible human being we can. And our health has to be a priority, not an afterthought. Must be the priority. So, Brother Rashid, I greet everyone with the greeting of peace. So, assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Thank you once again.
I need to read this quote here, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy this quote. It's from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He wrote this quote. He said, "As I live, my desire is to destroy the so-called medical profession, because it is not a profession of healing, it is a profession of drugs." What better statement can one make? Now, this was, I mean, we think about how long ago this has been, that everyone has been knowing that this profession that we depend on for our livelihood, this profession that we send our children to, this profession that we allow our kids to be vaccinated by, a group of people who have never, never told us the truth about anything.
Never told us the truth about nothing.
And we have to really accept this fact. I'm not talking about them. They are who they are, and I'm not mad at them. All I know is this, that SEE, I can see, means significant emotional event. I've had my significant emotional event. I see you. The emperor has his clothes off, and guess what? I don't have to pay attention to him. I need to pay attention to me, because my ability to function has to do with me, as you always say, self-advocate. Look for your support. Take personal responsibility. Get an education, and you will have the hope that you need to change your life. We want to thank you so much for being here for us today, and we look forward to hearing from you next Tuesday. But what's happening on IWDM for the rest of the week? We have several programs that are taking place. We have some new programs that will be popping up pretty soon, and you'll hear one about those new programs tomorrow on Mark Shaheed Show on Parenting and Reconstruction Learning Lab. You have one of the guests, Nazim Pasha. He's going to be on the line, and he's going to start a show here. I believe it's on Saturday or Monday afternoon or something of the nature. And then the afternoon show, we kick off the African-American Heritage Month. Not Black History Month, the African-American Heritage Month. Mark Shaheed will be having on the MGN Roundtable a brother by the name of Rashid Salam, and I'll be talking about something pertaining to our history, but I'll be giving some outlines on what this really means to us to begin to change the language, to quit using this word Black history, quit using this word that somebody else gave us. So it's the African-American Heritage New Year, the Renaissance of Black History Month. That's the focus is on that. And on Thursday, we have our marriage workshop that Karan Shakir out of Atlanta, Georgia. Once again, another Atlanta ATL person. Who will be on with Mark Shaheed as well on Thursday. That show comes on at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern, and 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And also Mark's show tomorrow starts at 6 o'clock, and I'll be on the 7 o'clock hour discussing and talking about our history. What little bit I do know about it, I can share a few things. I'm just trying to set the stage because every single week, during this month that we're on, we're going to be talking about our culture, the state of the African-American community. Next Tuesday, we're going to have someone come on some mental health things. He's going to talk about culturally who we are, what we are, and how that affects our health. You know, that's Shaheed Abdullah. He'll be back on to share with us the scheme to preventing the evolution of the African-American culture. He'll be on with myself and Abdul Shaheed, talking about the mental condition, the culture condition that we have, why we aren't doing, why we're thinking the way we think, and he's given us those things to uncover that we can be better at what we do. Then on Fridays, we have those of us who are Muslims, the Juma prayer with Mikhail Sahir at 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock Central. And on Sunday, Word to Make People. Also, Michael Shaheed, he has that particular show, 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock Central, at the same phone number. You don't have to even check or change the phone number. Just plug in, and you know what's going to happen next Tuesday. We expect everybody to give those 2 hours a week to themselves on the science of your health and you. Thank you so much for being with us, and we just want you to keep one thing in mind. Teach those children. If we don't know, we can't teach those children. Teachers. You have to recognize that something has happened to our children. Something has happened to our children, and we have to stop it. We really have to stop this and be better at what we do. Be better at how we think. Be better at what we say. And just teach those babies so we can have a future, a legacy, that we can say we were here. This is what we did. We were here. What is your purpose of being here? Has your human being made a difference in the world today? Has your being here made a difference in the world today? So thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you next week. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Knowledge. from your children. From your children, yeah, from your children.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk with you soon.